In a Winston-Salem warehouse, North Carolina Army National Guard soldiers with the 130th Maneuver Enhancement Brigade have been assigned a different task than usual, inspecting eggs for a local food bank. Around the country, the National Guard has been activated for COVID duty. Guardsmen are running mobile testing teams in Florida, sewing face masks in Indiana, even planting cantaloupe, peppers, and squash on a nonprofit farm in North Carolina, whose regular volunteers have been forced to stay home. North Carolina National Guard spokesman Lieutenant Colonel Matthew DeVivo says it's a unique and historic mission.
We've been working a lot with the food banks across the state, the large food banks in Raleigh and Winston-Salem, and our soldiers and airmen have been helping them plant seeds in the farmland that they use to cultivate vegetables because the volunteers just aren't there. And our guardsmen have been candling eggs, looking with high light onto an egg to see if there's cracks and if it's still serviceable to be given out at food banks. Every single guardsman we've spoken to feel like it's so rewarding to be doing these different types of missions that went not necessarily they ever thought they'd be doing.
In Denver, Colorado guardsmen rolled carts down the corridors of Equality Inn, providing contactless meal delivery to members of the city's homeless population now residing there. Their stepped-up role in the community might be one reason for what the Guard says is a big jump in the number of people applying to join. Lieutenant Colonel George O'Neill is in charge of recruiting for the Colorado Army National Guard.
Close to the 1st of April, we started to see an increase in calls with more traffic to our website and a lot more interest on social media.
More than 46,800 National Guard soldiers and airmen have been mobilized across all 50 states, the District of Columbia, Puerto Rico, Guam, and the U.S. Virgin Islands, a number that far outstrips the post-9/11 response and is ticking up toward the activation numbers that followed Hurricane Katrina. With so many guardsmen headed out, potential recruits keep coming in. National Guard Bureau data show recruiting leads for the Army National Guard are up 90% compared to last year. O'Neill says layoffs and furloughs in the job market could be playing a role.
We obviously ask our, applicants why they're interested in joining the National Guard, and some of them are more frank with us than others that, they want to help out and get involved, or some are, unemployed and negatively affected by the virus.
In California, recruiters who normally meet with 2 to 5 people each day are fielding requests from 10 to 15, according to Master Sergeant Alberto Gastelum, Recruiting and Retention Section Chief for San Diego County. But he says the boost is coming from people who just want to be part of the team.
The exposure that we're currently having with everything that we're doing here in California and nationwide has made a big impact. It's an advertisement that they can see what their soldiers normally do. So all the citizens here, the residents in our state, are jumping on board to say, I want to be part of that. I want to be able to help.
Jake Stanish is one of those people. He is a public school teacher who moved from Boston to California weeks before the pandemic shut everything down, including his hopes of substitute teaching. So Stanish has a lot of time on his hands. And, he says, seeing the Guard's response to this public health crisis was inspirational.
There's so much need. Even if it's just helping, like here in San Diego, the Guard is helping at food banks and to provide, PPE from the federal government. There's just a lot going on that the Guard can help with.
For Stanish, it was the motivation he needed to apply to join. And now he has his application documents in order and his physical scheduled. Stanish says whether it's deploying to Afghanistan or at a neighborhood food bank, he's eager to help wherever he's needed. I'm Jennifer Brookland in Durham, North Carolina.